Okay, so we decided to take a look at the Rambams on Kas. So, in two places, aside for the Mora, he has in Deos and in Shmona Praka, right? Okay, so. So see if we can understand if we can understand an answer to some of the obvious problems here. Okay, so the Rambam is like this. The Rambam has in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Deus Harbi Yesh Lechol Adam, Yesh Lechol Echavecha Bnei Adam, Vezu Mishu Mizu Vrachokam Yimena Biyoser. Yesh Adam Shu Balchema Kois Tamid, Yesh Adam Shu Daitam Yishevus Lov, Eino Kois Klal. Vim Kos Yichos Kas Ma'at, Bekam Hashanim. Okay, so there are people have many different dispositions. Very different from each other. There's a person who is always angry, an angry person. And there's a person who is Das Mishavas Lov. He's doesn't get angry at all. And if he gets angry, it's only a little bit in many years. Right? And then he goes through other personality traits. Okay. Goes through other personality traits. And then he says, "V'yesh bein kol day of a day, arachok mimena, b'ktzeo acher deos bein nonios, zu arachok mizu." Between the distant edges, in each daya, there's a middle ground, right? V'chol adeos yesh mehen deos shehein l'odam mitchilus b'yosel v'tivo teva gufo. Okay, fine. You have it by nature. Alright, so let's see. It's like this. Shnei kitzvos harachokos zumi zu shebechol dea v'dea einon derech tova v'ein roi lo l'odam lechas b'an v'lo l'lam don la'atmo. So the two extremes, in each daya is not the proper way for a person to go in. Right? It's not a derech tova. It's not proper for a person to go in that, to go in them. Or to teach himself them. V'motu tivo note l'achas mehen, o muchan l'achas mehen, o shikvar lomad achas mehen, v'nog bo yachzir atzmo l'mutav, v'yelech b'derech ha-tovim, v'hi derech ha-yishara. So if you have that by nature, or you have accustomed yourself to that, you should revert to the bandness, to the derech yishara. And what is the derech yishara? He mid the bandness shebchol day of a day, mikol day of sheish ladam. Right? It is the bainness in every day. V'hi adaya she rechoka mishnei akitzvos richok shove. It's the daya that is distant from the edges, an equal distance. Ve'eino krova lo lezu v'lo lezu. Right, it's not closer to either one.
You say middle, and it seems like
what's the adding on saying? Well, l'fikach tzivu hachamarishonim she adam. Some deosav tamid shame deosav tamid umeshar at osan umechavin osan bederach ha'imtsoyes kedei sheyeh shalem. Yeah, so a person should always be. That's why the Chum Rishonim commanded a person should always evaluate himself, right, and align himself with the middle in order to be perfect. Keitzad lo yeh bal chema noach lichos. So again, he uses Kas as an example. What does it mean to be a Beinoni? What does it mean? What's the Derech HaYishara? Shouldn't be a person who is easy to anger. But you shouldn't be like a dead, person who doesn't feel. But you should be a Beinoni. Lo yichos ela al davar gadol sheroy lichos alav. Kideish lo yiyasa ki yotzi bo pamacheres. Interesting qualification. How should you be? You should only get angry on something that is very big, something significant, that is proper to get angry on, right? In order that it should not occur again.
Like a practical anger.
Practical anger.
It's fine. Now it just seems like he's going into how you should deal with anger, not the being
proper. That's he's calling the bane in this in Kas.
What makes it Roy Lichos love? The fact that...
It's Davar Gadol.
Not the fact that if you do it, it will... Meaning not... Let's say you would do it, it's Davar Gadol, and it wouldn't stop it from happening again. It seems like it's saying you do it.
Well, those are the three things. It's saying it has to be, you should only get angry about a davar gadol that is something that's worthy to get angry about. I mean, the content of the thing has to be worthy. Right? And, I mean, what's the kedei going on? Right? He's definitely saying if there's no point in it, you shouldn't get angry. Right?
Those two things don't seem like opposites.
What do you mean? Both the opposites are Noach Lichos.
That you should not be angry all the time or not feel at all. It doesn't seem like that's like... When you're supposed to get angry, it's not just like an emotional response. You know, it's not...
Well, that's the main question in this whole thing.
It's not in between.
That's the main question in this whole thing.
It's a separate matter.
How can you say Lo Yichos on someone that something that's Roi Lichos alav? You're saying this is fit to be angry about, but it's not going to have any effect, so don't be angry.
Right. I mean, how could you be this kind of a person? Is it a sincere anger? Is it a real reactionary kind of an anger? I mean,
is there a difference between feeling angry and expressing anger?
Certainly.
I mean, I think that's what he's getting.
I mean, yichos kidei shlo yose pam acheres means what?
It seems like express.
Express it.
It seems like there's like a proactive anger. Meaning there's like a react. There's actually someone that's reactionary and then someone that's proactive. Like, so you should be proactive. Your anger should be proactive that this event should not happen again. I mean,
it should be it's proactive in the sense that it should be correcting something.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, it certainly is in the spectrum of Kas. Right? I mean, this is certainly describing a deya. A deya means a certain trait.
Yeah, but there isn't the same sliding scale. Like, if you look at how he starts off the...
I mean, this is not... If anybody would read this, you wouldn't say it's acting, right?
I mean, the question is deya in general. Is deya what we consider emotion? It seems like deya is a little bit different than... When we use the word emotion, in that deya is, you know, a principle of action. It's the way that the koach emotion, it's that which you are drawn to, it's that which you are repelled from. So it means this is something which you express, repelling. So that's anger. Anger doesn't necessarily mean the emotional state where you lose control. So in that thing, what could be anger, even though in our set, what our categories of emotion, which is the different categorization, and we call this non-anger. I mean, those are almost automatic responses to things, which is very action-oriented. If we don't ever talk about those which don't have action expression in some sense.
Just being...
And changing those is always, using action and arriving at a certain middle in action.
But when he says to how do you change anger, you have to try to not.
But so anger is specific because that.
Not to be angry. Yeah.
Internal state, which comes about in anger, is one which gets out of control. It's one which the person cannot go in the middle. The middle is not a stable situation.
But that you're talking about, right? You're talking about
later.
But. But I'm just asking, plain shot at this point, you'd say the person is definitely experiencing there's some experience,
right,
that
it's the experience which leads them to a certain action, which is the middle, meaning the middle road is always
It leads into a certain
action should be a minor kachma. Meaning it's not the middle quantitatively, it's the middle qualitatively, meaning not too much, not too little. Too much
right.
is responding to something in a way inappropriate to it. Too little is not responding to something in a way appropriate to it. So the appropriate amount of anger is to respond in a way where it will have an effect. Meaning anger, which is a minor kachma, that's the derech hakachma, which is the derech hayamim.
But is it in the spectrum of, in other words, is it anger in the sense that it's still in the world of the person's in the realm of a person's internal experience, or is it just
it will be internal experience.
Okay, good. So right, so that's the so over here. But notice over here, he's saying you shouldn't be like a person who doesn't who gets angry all the time. You shouldn't be a person who doesn't feel. You should be in the middle. And what's the middle? The middle over here, he's saying, is what? Yeah, what's what he's saying?
Is that you respond with anger to that which is suited to anger. And you
right.
do not respond to anger when it's not suited to anger.
Right.
It's done an objective measure.
Right. Okay.
What was it? I couldn't hear any of that.
Yaakov is saying it means you respond. You respond with anger where it's appropriate, where it's going to be effective. How'd you put it?
I mean, for any stimulus, so there's always a response.
Right.
So
no, he's saying it's the measured response. He's calling it, he's saying it's the response. I'm trying to pin him down, though. Does he mean there's an accompanying anger or not?
Whatever, there's always an internal world which is what causes you to respond in a certain way. You're trying to align it with Huffman so that the response is what Huffman dictates.
Right. So there still is some response, though. You still are feeling that accelerated heart beat.
Right.
Huh?
That's what I'm telling you. In other words, if you are somebody who's quick to anger, right?
Right.
And a situation comes up and you feel it, but you don't react.
That's a good training to get back to the middle ground.
So you're actually trying to change. So if I do that, I'm not at the middle ground because I'm feeling it, is what you're saying.
That's right.
Why do you
got the feelings, actually, and we're trying to...
Well, eventually he's saying the feelings will, if you keep training yourself...
It'll follow the...
Well, he has the other way. He says, right, he goes through what the training for anger is, anger management later.
Why do you have to say that it's something that he's feeling? I mean, it seems like he's saying when you should get angry. It seems to be something
right
you're making a logical decision that this is, you know, objectively the point where I should respond with anger. That's not something
right.
you do when you're angry. You're not going to think that process through.
Okay, that's part of the question of how this thing works.
Is there logic or is there some other existence? What are they?
Okay, well.
So I'm saying flame shot is it's not just the logic. Right,
okay.
It's in the spectrum of reaction, of inclination, right, propensity.
So it's training that process. Some of that has to do with nature, nurture,
right.
Nature.
You
so
can definitely
it's
change
not,
these things.
It's not a trait. It's not a philosophical. Certain someone has a disposition to become angry. It's not a
right. For instance, the Rambam's methodology.
Like,
the Rambam's methodology for changing your deos is not learning Mesilas Yesharim. Right.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
If you were talking about action and the
if
you're talking about the reaction,
it's not Musser. I mean, say it's a training. He has a certain training.
And he compares it to any other craft. I mean, it's like learning to be a sailor or learning to be a craftsman.
Right.
If you're talking about reactionary and like how the person is acting, why are you now talking about him changing his natural?
Because you have a natural reaction. Some people are naturally prone to anger. Some people are naturally not prone to anger.
Right, but if we're saying the Rambam is talking about, so whatever you're naturally prone to, it's how to, it's showing how should you act. No matter what you, whether you're more prone to anger or not, you should be acting in reaction, derech menoni.
Right. No, but you should be in line. Your deos should be in line with the mida with the bainanus. Right.
Are you saying that it's just talking about in the realm of reaction?
No, I'm saying that what you're talking about is kovi shitzko. I mean, you're talking about overcoming.
That's not
what we're talking about. We're talking about the idea. That's one level. The ideal is when you go natural thinking, you go there. It's like that the action emerges is natural, the appropriate action.
You're talking about changing your natural reaction.
Right.
But I'm just saying it's always measured in action. Action is the measure of what's appropriate, that which leads to appropriate action.
So he says, that's called. He said, where does he have that? He goes through all, he goes through other deos. We have the same issues, right? Okay. Taiva, and he says, like this.
That's different?
Each one has its own place, but each one is a deo. If you're the person who has all of your deos in the middle, in the beinoness and in the middle, then you're a chacham. Okay. Now it's like this: Umishu medak de galatzmo biyosef yisrafik midea beinoness maat letzadzeh ol letzadzeh nikra chassid. Okay. But if you're somebody who's medactic on yourself, extra, and you go from and you distance yourself from the bainerness a little bit to this side or a little bit to that side, then you're a chassid. Okay. Now in the Shmona Prakim, he explains this more. He explains this what this means. Over here, he doesn't really explain exactly what he means. But in the Shmona Prakim, he explains it to mean that. Oops, I got the wrong line. That every day, he says, in every day there's a side that's harder to get to and a side that's easier to move towards, right? There's a certain side that you're naturally, that is easier to train for and more difficult to train against. So therefore, he says, in each day, like I think he has.
Is that different for each person, or just in
no?
General
of the day? He seems to think that's. I think he seems to be saying it's universal. Mm. Well, let's see. Let's give some of the examples he has here. One second. So in the fourth chapter, he goes through how to align yourself with the middle, right? So he takes the example in terms of stinginess or overly being overly generous. Okay, so he says like this. He says, "Well, tell the person to spend, right? To be generous, to be generous, because that is going to that's going to push him back to the middle, right? Okay. Roy litzavos lo zeshe yinahik bepizronos pam achar pam v'yachzor kama pam v'maisa pizronos ad shetosem minasho atachuna sheviu lekilios." So if a guy is extremely stingy, you got to make him really freely spend. Many times. He's got to do it time and time again. Okay? Until he's almost overly on that side. Okay? Why? V'oz nistal kenu mipu'ulos ha'pizronos v'nisaveu le'hasmid. So if a guy is extremely tight, a tightwad, right? Very tight-fisted guy, it means he's very, very attached to his money. It's a deep-rooted attachment to his money. So how do you cure this? He has to undergo treatment, shock therapy. He has to undergo treatment of being extremely loose with his money. Not just once, you gotta do it time and time again. Until he's almost at the overly, until he's almost acquired the mida of being a spendthrift.
Doesn't that seem like a very superficial approach? practices.
It's in terms of these midos themselves. It's in terms of the inclination itself. It's not a.
It seems to be saying just do the opposite, and that's going to solve your issue, as opposed to saying a more Freudian type of, you know, think into and introspect as to what's making you cling on to your money. It just seems very, like, very superficial.
Is it superficial? I don't know if it's superficial.
Well, it doesn't seem to be too introspective.
The purpose is just to get him to do a certain thing all the time, like just to get him to let go of his money.
Well, these aren't psychological problems. These aren't psychological, you know, deep-rooted repressions and neuroses and things like that.
Being cheap?
It's being cheap, he's saying it's a certain disposition. And this is really more in line with the most modern, cutting-edge neuropsychology, you know. They've really come to this, finally, that the doing actually changes the brain. It's a fact. It's a fact of life, right? I mean, they found that now, that the doing itself forges different pathways and neural pathways. Let's not argue about.
You don't definitely have to have something in mind of where you're going. You have to know what the center point is that you're aiming at.
Right.
And this is just the practice which allows you to reinforce that. It's not that you're just acting without any sense of a goal. It's just not doing deep Freudian introspection.
Right.
Having a mental
apparently, you grow up attached to you grow up conditioned with a certain reaction to your money, and you can break it and replace it with a reasoned approach of going against that inclination and practicing the right method. It has a double thing, because he says to do it. It really does have an effect on the person. It does have an effect on the person. And like we were saying last time, it shows the person that it sort of breaks down that image of the person himself, that he can't part with his money. Some people build it up into themselves, and they just feel they it's not possible for them to do it. I mean, there is such a thing as facing your fear. I mean, it's not... You might call it superficial, but there is such a thing like that. I mean, even psychologically, a person feels it's impossible for them to do something, and that itself is a barrier for them to do it. I'm not advocating the extreme what do they call that, behaviorist with real phobias, but what he's saying, just your reaction. What's your reaction? His reaction to close your fists and let everybody else pay, or is your reaction to put out some money? Well, what's your reaction? Not, you know, he says that type of thing can be worked on. You can work on it. If anybody has that problem, I'm available to help them work on that. But the point they're trying to make over here, the point he's making over here is that on this midah, he says if you're very stingy, you've got to go really far to being loose with your money, right?
Does he mean like giving stuff, or
do you
mean like just buying?
No, I think he seems to mean just parting with your money, uh-huh. Just being able to part with your money, breaking that attachment to the.
I mean, he's being able to spend on what you need. You have some stingy people who won't even buy their normal necessities, right? Like they're completely biased in their personality.
Splurge a little. I would say splurge a little even. Okay, now it's like this. But if you see a person who has the opposite problem, he's an overspender, right? Then we tell him to be stingy a few times. But not to be, we don't put him through the same stingy regimen like we would the stingy guy to put through the spending regimen. He doesn't have to go through this as many times or as severely to his opposite. You know what I mean? Everybody's... You got to know which side are you on the middle, and you got to go towards the furthest end. But he's saying the treatment is not the same. If you find yourself on the stingy side, that takes a lot of spending to break. But if you find yourself on the spending side, it's easier to get back to the middle. Right? And that's easier to get back to the middle. So, and he has He says, this is a chok haripui v'sodo. Mefisha chazoras ha'odam min apizronos el anadivus yosir kal v'karov mishi yachzor min akilios el anadivus. This is a chok and a sod of the of this method of the ripui. And that is that what? That going from, returning from excessive spending towards generosity, the divas, the generosity, is easier and quicker than going from stinginess to generosity. Okay? And the chain, chazaras nedar hergash hano'os ela precious yosir kal v'karov mi chazaras ha... His hataivoson el hapricious. So too, also if a guy is doesn't have, and he's too far to the ascetic extreme, right? It's easier to get him to a middle in terms of taiva than it is to get the guy who's overly indulgent in taiva back to the middle, right? Figach nitzav l'tavoson lachzor al peulos heder ana. Yoser mash nitzav l'neder hergish lachzor al peulos tisav sonos. We tell a guy who's overly indulgent to go more towards refraining completely, and we tell the guy who's not enjoying, who's not feeling pleasure, to go into taiva. We don't tell that guy to go as much into taiva as much as we tell the other guy to stay away from taiva, right? And also, Nischayev and Nechayev El Racha Levav Linhog Bechiruf Nefesh Yoser Mimash Netzave Es HaMacharif Nafsho Linhog Bimorach. Okay. That's the guy who is what? Very weak-hearted?
What was it with
timid?
The guy? Did you say that? The guy who was...
We don't tell the guy... Did I say it backwards?
The ascetic, we tell him more to indulge in taiva than...
No.
No?
No.
It's easier
to learn taiva than it is to forget taiva. Just to put it that way. I'm not saying that's the idea of here, but he's saying the guy who's not involved, the guy who is too ascetic, I mean, he's not, he doesn't have any, doesn't partake of any hanos at all. So he has to get back to the middle, which he's calling precious. So he has to go over. He has to overdo it a little bit. Get a shoot past. Okay, and so too the guy who is overly indulgent has to shoot past. So they're shooting past in opposite directions, saying, but it's not the same, it's not a mirror image. They're not mirror images of each other. The guy who's got to learn the taiva side doesn't have to do it as much as the guy who has to learn the hergish side. Right?
Seems like it flipped from the money case.
No, they're both the same. In other words, you have to look at the ego, right? I mean, if you look at the ego, it's the same, right? The stingy guy, in other words, the stingy guy, he's more keeping it to, he's tight holding on to the money, doesn't want to part with any money, right? So it's harder to break that, right, than it is for a guy who overly spends to learn to be responsible.
Why is the overly spender less of an ego thing?
No, it's not necessarily. He just doesn't care about his money as much. He's less. He's much less. He's giving it away to other people. He's not just spending it on himself. Maybe that's part of it. That's another element. Like that's what Avraham and Rambam had. There's two elements of generosity to others and to yourself. Those are two. Rambam's not breaking it up over here, but there's a certain stinginess usually is, you know, a greediness. Greediness is self-centered, so generosity is the opposite. Or I'm sorry, the spendthrift is a guy who is not as attached to the money, right? And so too, he's saying in terms of taiva, you also have that the enjoyment is to the self. Precious, the heder hergosh is the guy is not giving to himself. So to break the something, the training in the direction of the self, you could say, according to these, at least according to these two examples, is easier than the training in the direction away. Right?
Which one is like the spending with the spendthrift versus the guy who's miserly, but aesthetic versus a follow taiva. It's like they both seem pretty bad. It doesn't seem, you know, like each one comes with its own set of baggage, but it's not. Okay, it makes sense, like someone who's, I don't see it as much with that case, because someone who just can't experience.
The only thing is just the opposite, though. He's got one opposite over here. He says, V'nargiles ha-shofel t'his hadras yoser mimash v'nargiles ha-mishader b'shaflus. That's the opposite.
What is that?
Right? We make the person who's low, we give him more glory than you do the guy who... That's difficult to understand.
Is this a gaiva one? What's the case?
I guess it's gaiva. He doesn't really say it exactly. What was the other one? Racha Levav and the Choref Nefesh. Those are the two opposites he's having. Right? So he says, Nischaivas Racha Halevav Linhog Bechiruf Nefesh. The guy who's very, very low, make him go into I think it's more like a bravery kind of a thing. More than the opposite. But that makes sense. That one makes sense.
Courage.
Right, like a courage kind of thing. But this last one is funny. I don't get this last one. Nargilas ha-shofel is hadrus. Yoser masha nargilas ha-mishader is shaflus. Why should that be? That doesn't sound right.
Footnote 8. Shiflus is with sinos. It's how willing you are to acquiesce to things. That's separate from another. Another is the clues.
Oh, okay, good. So this is not...
This is a different one.
So what's his hadras?
Footnote 8 tries to address. He says there's some problem. Basically, he's borrowing this from Aristotle, which is from the Greek, through the Arabic. So,
you need a geography lesson to learn this. Okay, so we can leave that as a footnote. It's too complicated to understand the case.
So
the Shafus is the guy who presents himself like a slob?
It seems so. It's a certain...
More like a dignity?
Like a certain dignity, right? Like a level of dignity. Because the Shafus, well, would seem to be pleasant. He'd just be interacting and probably not.
Right.
Like the Gama also is like, the person hung up and shouldn't walk around like the people who go up the lake, but they shouldn't walk around.
Right.
So there's something in between how they interact.
Right.
Do you still mention though? If
no, it's a little different.
The one level is the dignity.
He's saying if you're overly proper or whatever it is, then it's easier to get to the norm than it's harder to get to the norm.
It's easier
to get to the norm than it is for a guy who has no image of it, who is just a total slob, to get him to. But that's because a guy who's a total slob, that's a total self-indulgence.
Doesn't care about anybody.
The other one, he cares about how people look at him.
Right.
With the Midas Chassidus, is that...
Oh, so now the Rambam explains over here, the Midas Chassidus is in line with this method.
Is that always in the direction, though, of which one is easier?
That's what he's saying. It's in the direction of which one is harder. It's against the one that's easier to fall into. No, so using this chok, that not every... It's a funny kind of a middle. You have to imagine like a rubber band that, you know, there's a certain point where the tension's not the same. You know, it's like a tension, but the tension's not the same on each side. One side is easier to move back towards than the other side. So you'd have to stretch it harder in one direction to get it back to the middle than you would in the other direction. So the Rambam's saying, in line with this chok, that's how the chassidus is mindful of this chok. The chassidus is that since we know there's, it's like you're in the middle, but there's a steeper precipice on one side than there is on the other side. You know, the slope to one side is much steeper than the slope to the other side. You want to, if you look for...
See, this is to veer safely.
stay away from the precipice. Even though you can have to go a little bit on the other slope, but better to stay away from the precipice, right? One, you don't want to be on that one false move side. So that's how he explains the Chassidus, right? Romash also mixes on Oshim and Chassidim. The mixes is no, that's different. I'm sorry. Ubeglal inyan ze lo hayu Chassidim ma'amidim techunos nafsham betechunos hamimutzos b'shove. Because of this natural pull towards one side, the Chassidim didn't want to put themselves into the true center. So they went towards the excess or the deficiency as a siag. Klomer shame notim derech moshel mina precious kalpe hedor hergish behanoos maat. So, for instance, in precious, which is a scale of enjoy of taiva and hedor hergish. So they would go a little bit towards the head there, Hergish, right? Because it's easier to if you be a little bit to the taiva side, that's the greater side, that's the easier side to get sucked into, right? Umina omeitz kalpi chiruf and nefesh maat. Go a little bit towards the bravery side. Umina ritzinos kalpi as ha. All right, ritzinos. Okay, fine. Umina nova kalpi shaflos haruach maat. Oh, so shafus is not the same thing as shafus ruach. I see. Shofil is not shafus ruach. That's the confusing word. Okay. V'chein b'chol hashar. V'inyan zehu haromos b'inyan l'fnim mishuras adin. That's what's hinted at by the expression of l'fnim mishuras adin. But the Rambam makes it very clear in the beginning. He makes it very clear in the beginning that ideally the middle is the right thing. And anything off is bad. He says very strongly. He says... He says, "Hamaylos heim techunos nafshios ragon mimutzoim bein shtei techunos ra'os she'echad yisur v'asheni chosur." Makes it clear in the beginning that the right way is the middle between the two bad, between the two techunos ra'os, the bad characters, character traits, and everything. And Precious, he says it. He says. Had the hergish van no legamri who are kotze achron v'shteim ro behechlet. Right, anything that's on the extreme is a ro behechlet, absolutely raw.
Right, but that's an extreme, not like slightly altered mida.
And every mida, he goes through this. Goes through this every meter. And he's explaining now that when you go to one side, it's not because in this mida the middle is not the right thing, but it's a siag towards against falling into the easier ra to fall into. In other words, it's not a contradiction when he says that the proper thing is the middle, and then he says the chassidim would go a little bit. Makes it sound like the proper thing is really not the middle anymore. Over here, he does a very clear, thorough job explaining what he means. That it's that's done as a siag. Did he mention siag in the Yad too? He mentioned the siag too. But yeah, he calls it lefnim mishuras adin here, and he says in Shmar Brachim, he explains what he means by lefnim mishuras adin. Okay. All right.
He said the finishers have been here also.
Right.
So you're putting yourself into the non-optimal situation, but it's good, but it's...
It's better. It's better because you are on guard for the easier thing to slip into. Notice you're always staying away from the side that's more enticing, naturally.
So which one's better to do practically?
Ideally, the middle is the right. But we're not ideal beings. We're mindful of the fact that all it takes is a little bit of accustoming yourself to that. There's a certain side that all it takes is a little bit of the flavor of it to get you into it. So that side you want to stay away from.
You don't stand over a cliff looking down.
That's right. But the other side is not going to pull you in deeper. right?
Ideally, it's not the middle.
That's the
puzzle.
But
yeah.
I'm saying, too, you know, I'm saying, like, the chacham as well, not that much in your chassid, that person has to be careful, because if you try to be a chassid, you have to make sure you're doing it.
Well, that's what he goes into later. Right. The next thing is saying, you can't copy a guy who did extreme things.
The person needs to be on a certain level, so to say which one is better depends on the person.
No, but I'm saying he's not contradicting the fact that ideally, in the ideal, the middle is the best.
Right.
Even for the chassid.
Right, the ideal is the middle for everyone. But it's not that the chacham is better than the chassid. It's that the chacham is on a lower level, so he can't properly do the chassid.
So he can't properly do the chassid. You mean he doesn't know where the...
Because he doesn't know exactly he needs to be a chassid. You have to be extra careful, because if you misjudge exactly how much you end up on...
You go too far to the other extreme.
Right.
Right.
But it's better to be in the middle where it's closer to the danger side?
So, practice is better to be a chassid, but depending on the person's level, you need better to be a chassid or a chassid.
But he doesn't...
If there was no such thing as, you know, the chassid, then the ideal would be the middle.
Right.
But isn't there...
He does, but he doesn't say... I don't know. You think he just says, well, at least in the guy, he just says, Umi shehu medaktik al asmo biyoser, v'yisrachek mideya beinnis ma'at l'tzadzeh u l'tzadzeh nikra chassid. It's funny, over here he leaves out like the key thing in the Yad, you know, of how do you know which side to go to and which daya. Over here in the Shemar Prakam, he tells you, it's not just letzadzeh, letzadzeh. It's not like I can be a chassid. Well, I want to be a chassid to this side. Right? It's based on a certain chok. But,
He's
not really, he can't really be sure.
Like that, it's just that's his goal?
That's his goal, and that's what he's practicing, and he's mishire himself all the time, and he thinks it over, but he's leaving himself in a certain stage of danger. Okay, so anyway, so let's just finish up this chapter, and then he says like this. He says, "Mitzuvanim." So where's the mitzvah here? It's all very nice. Where's the mitzvah? Mitzuvan onu lalechas bedrachim elu habeinonim vehem adrachim atovim vayisharim shnemer v'alachah bedrachov. So that's v'alachah bedrachov. The derech habeinonim, drachim habeinonim, which are the tovim, and yisharim. Okay. Mahu nikro chano nafata yichano ma nikro ocham. Okay, that's what we got that already from Avraham. Well, derech zu karan vim lekel b'cholos nakinuyim erchapayim erchesed tzadik yosher. Okay, yeah. And then he says, how do you do this? How do you make yourself ketzad yaseh adam atzmo v'deis elu atchi yikavu bo yaseh v'yishneh v'shalish. Okay, that's the method.
What does mahu nikro chano have to do with? We're talking about the
Darach Beinonis. He's saying that is the Chanan is the right thing to be.
You're saying all of these are the middle.
Eilu adrachim tovim v'yisharim. V'chayev adam l'hanig atzmo bo'en u'hidamos kifi kocho. Those are the right midos. Those are the right midos. That's like Avraham Ram's been going through. He's basically been going through these midos, right? We did Racham, we did Chanon. Now he was up to Erech HaPayim. That's basically he's following those things. But so everything is very good in Aleph. But the problem is when he gets to Beis, right?
I that's what he's saying is that doesn't represent any middle ground. It's just attributes. It's not qualifying them like. Ram is saying, how does he know this?
Right.
This doesn't, his whole first six halachas was talking about the middle.
Well, that's what we did last year. Was that last year or 2 years ago? We're doing in the Mora, where he goes through the Yigimo Midos over there, right? He says that they're really a representation in total of the derech of the leader. Right? That is the overall system that he governs with. Should have the attribute of rachamim, with a very limited expression of erech apayim. That was Moshe was given over that knowledge of sort of like a description of what the system would appear like, or or what the leader who would govern in this way would appear to be like. That was like a guideline for him to work out a system of leadership, you know, of law and conduct that that's the proper method. But it's like a description. But you want to know that what?
I mean,
Chan and Racham are those things in the media. In the media.
Seems to be drawing a proof to the golden mean from this.
I mean, just because it says V'lachom B'drachom, what does that have to do with anything you just said before?
Well, here's the premise. If these drachom habenonim are the drachom atom v'sharm. This is the premise. And then he says, I don't know, it's a mitzvah, because V'lachom B'drachom.
Right.
But aren't all of those ones that are the drachom, like V'lachom,
that you know, he's not proving it from V'lachom B'drachom that Chana and Racham.
You can have to investigate on its own, but each of those other good economics, it says Bahaf to Juacha, and the Juacha of other good economics that says that you should go for the Dahmah.
Right, but how do you know the Juacha are the.
Because Racham is.
Are you saying each of those are.
It's funny, he doesn't go through any of those in his. In Parak Aleph, he doesn't take any of those as his examples, but I guess Erech HaPayim is the only one. That was in the Shemana problem. But that's not the same thing. That's bravery. He has Racham too in here. Okay, but the problem is the steer that all the Mefarshim raise is that the Ram is open. It seems to be an open steer, because in Beis, what does it say in Beis? Oh, let's just go through. What is Beis now? So now Beis is a different topic. What's the topic of Perek Sheni? It's the Chuli HaGuf, and what? He starts out with the idea that the Chuli HaGuf that changes the way your preferences, right? And there's also the Chuli HaNefesh, right? And so here's where he's going through how to change a bad trait. Correct? So his example is anger. In Beis, Mishu Bal Chema Omrim Lo Lahanig Atzmo Shem Huke Vekolel Lo Yargish Klal. This is what you were asking about, Ari. He has to train himself that what? If he's beaten and cursed, he shouldn't feel it at all. How do you do that? V'yelech b'derech zu z'man merubah ad shetei oker hachema milibo. You've got to... First time's probably the hardest one, right? How do you do that exactly? Apparently he holds you can do it. See, it's not... Apparently he holds something that... He's working on the idea of... He's not working on things that are out of your control. He's working on your natural reactions, right? There's a certain propensity to, there's a certain default reaction people have. He's not talking about an insurmountable, affect in your personality that you just impossible for you to act any differently. He's saying there's a natural reaction that's ingrained to you or is learned, whatever the case may be. And how do you change that reaction? How do you change the default, your offhand response, your knee-jerk response? So, doesn't mean it's not possible to control it once, but that's the question, is how do you make that the norm? So he says, you control it many, many times, it turns into the norm. Not talking about, He's not talking about a guy who can't help himself to be angry. That's not his case. His case is a guy who's just, that's his natural reaction. Anything that happens, he gets angry. Is he able to talk to himself and calm himself down? Yeah, he is able to. But that's not what he does. That's not his name. So he says, okay, so he's got to really do that. He's got to really do that. He's got to do that. Like the joke. Guy's burning up, and he says, the doctor told me I got to count to 10. You know, relieve my stress.
Stressful.
Whatever. Take a deep breath. Whatever you're gonna do, meditate. Whatever it is that you're gonna do, you can remove yourself from the situation and calm yourself down. You can do it.
That's what it means, lo-yargish?
Lo-yargish.
That's the question. It's not lo-yargish.
It is. You can tell he's not telling you exactly the method of lo-yargish.
Does he say by doing that, that's the end? Or you have to keep doing that, and so eventually you'll come to a point where you won't even have to do that anymore.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly right. But the problem is when he describes coming back to the... He never really describes coming back to the middle over here. Well, it starts in Beis. Because then he says, Yesh deos she'asur lo l'adam linog behen v'beinonis el yisrachek ad ha'kotzeh ha'acher v'gova ha'lev. Now he has a new thing. First he had derech of the chacham, which is the middle. The chassid is the guy who goes a little bit to one side. And now he has a new thing. There's certain deos that it's asur linog behen v'beinonis. Right? And his two examples is gova ha'lev and kas. Okay, gova ha'lev and kas. And by kas, since we're focusing on kas, he says, "Kas da dea rohi adlam od roi lodam shisrachik mena ad hakotza acher v'yilamed atzmo shelo yichos afilo al davar sheroi lichos alav." Now he's going against what he said earlier. He says you should even train yourself not to get angry even on things that are proper to get angry of. V'chein and rotz lahatul ema abanav obnei beiso. But he did say before the things that are roi to get angry on kadesh lo ye asa pam acher. So what do you do about that? So you fake it. Fake the anger. You fake the anger, right? That's his answer over here. So the question is, how does this work out with Aleph? Okay? And Halacha Beis. Which was a training to get back into the middle. Which is Refuah, right? So he does talk about Kas and Shmona Prakim. We have to take a look at that also. Okay?